Well, they are on the home straight, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, counting down the days until next Tuesday's vote when the US decides which of them will be their next president. Will Ms. Harris become the first woman leader, or will Mr. Trump be re-elected? Getting their vote out and capturing the support of the undecided voters is all important to both. So they are spending these last few days meeting the people, holding the big rallies and making the big speeches, and hoping no one messes up. Step forward, Joe Biden. More on that in a moment. Donald Trump was in the all-important swing state of Pennsylvania, which has 19 electoral college votes to bestow on its winner. Kamala Harris stayed local to Washington, giving a speech to thousands in the Ellipse Park, where she took aim at Donald Trump.
This is not a candidate for president who is thinking about how to make your life better. This is someone who is unstable, obsessed with revenge, consumed with grievance, and out for unchecked power. Donald Trump has spent a decade trying to keep the American people divided and afraid of each other. That is who he is. But America, I am here tonight to say that is not who we are.
Kamala Harris. Well, just before we came on air, we spoke to Eric Hamm, who is political analyst with CTV News. He's also the White House correspondent for the Associated Press News Agency. So what was the significance of the location of Kamala Harris's speech?
Well, I thought it was a contrast to Donald Trump, and it was symbolic of the fact that it was the same location where Donald Trump gave his January 6, 2021 speech that incited the mob that ransacked the U.S. Capitol, where we know people died, including police officers. And Kamala Harris spoke, giving her closing argument as to why she should be elected president of the United States. And we're now learning that there were more than 75,000 people that were there. And clearly it was an address that was meant for the nation, those who are supporters of Kamala Harris, but as well as those who may still be on the fence in this election.
And what was her message?
Her message was that it was time to turn the page. It was time to move on from the Donald Trump era, and it was time for a sensible president to step into office and address many of the challenges that many Americans are concerned with, namely inflation and the rise of prices.
She has reverted to using language similar to what Joe Biden has used in his presidential campaign in 2020 and throughout, this choice between freedom and chaos, putting that as the choice between her or Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's right. And and when you look at and when you juxtapose that with what we saw from the Trump rally that took place at Madison Square Garden this past Sunday, it's a message that clearly is resonating with some people, particularly those Puerto Ricans who feel that they have been disrespected or demeaned or dismissed. And I think that's what's going to continue to play out. And when you look at a race that is as close or as tight as this one has been in terms of the polling data, with less than 7 days to go until the election, I think that could mean the difference between winning and losing.
Well, then we can only imagine they must be furious with the president, Joe Biden, in what he apparently said about supporters of Donald Trump. We can hear him now. Let's put it in context. He was commenting on those remarks, that so-called joke by a comedian at Trump's rally in Madison Square Garden at the weekend, in which the comedian described Puerto Rico as a floating piece of garbage. Here was President Biden's comments on that.
And just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of seen as unconscionable, and it's un-American.
So, Eric, what likely impact is that going to have?
That's a really good question. What we know is Joe Biden is not running for president. Kamala Harris is. And I know this was, we've already heard from Marco Rubio, who has tried to somehow attach that to Kamala Harris. And I think, again, what it is it's It's a campaign that right now is in crisis, frankly, and they're trying to find a way desperately to turn the page. And when you look at a race that could be so close, that could be within the margins, I thought it was an unforced error by the Trump campaign. And now there's very little that they can do to actually reshape the narrative.
Joe Biden has since clarified that he meant to say that the comedian, that is who he was talking about rather than Trump's supporters. But it does bring to mind Hillary Clinton's comments in 2016 calling Trump supporters deplorables.
Yeah, that may be true. And, you know, but again, is this something that's going to move the needle? Is this something that's going to damage Kamala Harris's campaign? I'm not so sure. But again, with only 6 days to go until the race, anything is certainly possible. But I do believe the overwhelming message that will come out of what took place tonight is Kamala Harris on that stage at the Ellipse, where we know Donald Trump incited this riot. And I do believe that given the fact that there have been so many people there, races are all about stagecraft. And I think that was something that the Biden team just was unable to get right throughout his time running for reelection. That's something that I think Kamala Harris certainly was able to fix and make work. And I think we see that playing out tonight.
You mentioned Marco Rubio. He was on stage in Pennsylvania in Allentown with Donald Trump. Let's hear what he had to say about Joe Biden's remarks.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I have breaking news for you, Mr. President. You may not have heard this. Just moments ago, Joe Biden stated that our supporters are garbage. Are garbage. He's talking about the Border Patrol. He's talking about nurses. He's talking about teachers. He's talking about everyday Americans who love their country and want to dream big again and support you, Mr. President. And I hope their campaign is about to apologize for what Joe Biden just said. We are not garbage. We are patriots who love America. And thank you for running, Mr. President.
That's Senator Marco Rubio, Donald Trump standing alongside him on the stage. And his main message or his question to the people was, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? 4 years ago, he was in power. It's a pretty clever message, isn't it?
Well, it's a message that we know that he certainly has been using. But again, I think Donald Trump, as you said, was president of the United States, and he certainly has a record. And Kamala Harris, who has served as vice president for these 4 years, she certainly has a record. And I think both of these individuals' records are certainly going to be put up for the American people. And we see, given the fact that people are voting in droves all across this country, literally smashing records, going to the polls, I think that is a telltale sign of just how important this election is, but also what voters think about how consequential this election is.
Eric Hamm talking to us from Washington.